Just for this dummy or everybody?
Anything I see is count. Can you zoom the camera?
Okay. Is it possible to do the camera closer?
That is it. There, I mean.
Oh, there we go.
Good.
Yep, and that's for you. If you can give Matt that, that's just our. It's the invitation for the budget hearing, and like a live document.
Okay, I'll write it down. Okay.
He already knows. It's not. It's a formality, but it is the rules.
Okay,
run over here next.
How long?
Okay.
This meeting will be from.
Four.
It's hard to say. From 4 to 5, probably.
And then we have another one.
At 5:30 and 6:30.
Tara, if I click out the attendees, will I get the bigger screen?
Up in your right-hand corner.
Yeah, the red X.
The gallery view will give you all of it, or the speaker view will give you who's talking.
Full screen. Here comes my boss.
Yes, sir.
Is this one?
Upper right.
I want to get everybody.
Speaker. Oh, he wants panel view. Upper right corner, he wants the panel view on.
Okay. Click on that speaker view button.
Click on speaker view and it should go to panel or vice versa.
Okay, try again. Click on the next block so all this
one. This one. Oh, there we go. That's no, it's still not.
All right, so.
Because I don't want all this.
Close that down.
No, see, yeah. That'll take me out of the
minimize menu. Minimize it right here.
Minimize.
Right here. No.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just minimize that right now.
Right there?
No.
Or up there.
Click on this right. Click on the, you go back in the meeting here. Anywhere's in the meeting, just click on the thing.
All right. Okay. Quick.
That's everybody. You're seeing. So what view are you looking at, sir?
No, I was looking, last time I had the whole screen. I didn't have the names on all on the side. I just had the whole screen.
Me drive.
Because I know Jay's in there, but his picture's left.
Okay. There's 18 people watching. You can see all the people signed in. I gotta go sign in.
Yes, I need to see, you be able to see them when they raise their hands.
So that's this group here. So you are gonna need to see that, and you'll see the hands raised on their pictures.
I'm not sure.
Hey, John.
Oh, we lost Jay.
I don't know.
Hi, this
is Jay. You still out there? There he is.
George, can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you, John.
Mm-hmm. John, for some reason, you're vertical, not horizontal.
That's he's on an iPad, I think.
That's an iPad.
2, 3.
See, the beautiful to the left, you can see the mutes and the camera when they mute out.
Yeah.
So if they start talking, the word will get, their box will go green.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Do you know what Diller's phone number is?
She's coming in from home, but yeah.
I'm here.
There she is.
That's you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess somebody unmuted me.
Me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who was that? 6756?
It's Lisa.
Lisa. Okay. You might be in 6756. They might need to bring you over into the panelists.
I can't.
You can't? Okay.
No.
Okay, because she's on the, well, actually she's showing up in the panelists, so.
Okay.
I was hoping to be able to change the number, but it's not allowing that right now.
Oh, I shouldn't need this now.
You see somebody raise their hand.
Yes. Councilwoman Kilpatrick has her hand up. I don't know if we can bring her over.
She's over here, so.
Sure. I got her.
Thank you.
They're going to monitor the attendees.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even monitoring the attendees. They're going to monitor them and they'll call them or something. Gotcha. I just need to.
Thanks, Rachel.
Have the council members. Okay.
do this. Full screen. They're going to mind that.
That's what I want. There we go.
Okay, now I understood.
Now, there we go.
They didn't talk Polish.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick, can you hear me? No, she's muted. There we go.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay, thank you.
Can't see you.
I know. I don't know why.
You got to swipe over. You got to swipe the screen over if you're on the iPad.
I'll get my office.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I'm seeing everybody on one screen because I'm on a different.
Yeah. Do you have your video muted, Janet?
Start video.
Did that help? No. Okay. Got it.
Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We got 11 members. I know that Councilman Holland is not going to be joining us. All right. We might as well get the ball rolling. Okay, Tara? She's muted. Okay. We're going to call this Finance, Newcastle County Council Finance Committee meeting together on a virtual Zoom webinar, March 31st, 2020. The time is now 4:04. I'm going to call the roll. Councilman Bell.
Here.
Councilman Carter.
Here.
Councilman Cartier.
Here.
Councilwoman Diller.
Here.
Councilwoman Durham. Councilwoman Durham.
I got her in the picture. Here. I don't know what's going on with her phone.
She looks frozen, though.
Can you hear me?
Councilwoman Durham.
I'm here.
Okay, got it. Council President Nagel.
Here.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Here.
Councilman Sheldon.
Here.
Councilman Smiley's here. Councilman Street.
Here.
Councilman Taggart.
Here.
Councilman Woods.
Here.
Councilman Hollins has informed us that he would be absent for this meeting, but will be present going forward. What's your pleasure on the minutes of March 10th, 2020 financial committee meeting as distributed?
Second.
Okay, you need. We're going to have to do like we do the public. They give your name when you do anything. So who made the motion to approve?
Councilman John Cartier. Move to approve as submitted.
Okay. And the second?
Councilman Bill Bell, second.
Okay, minutes have been approved. First on the agenda is R20-062, authorizing the county executive to transfer 80 acres of land from the sewer capital fund to the capital projects fund for the purpose of constructing a southern regional park. At this time, I'm going to yield to Councilman Carter and or Councilman Bell, as they've been involved in this previously.
Yeah, thank you. This is actually the resolution to allow us to take that 80 acres. This was the location that was ranked the highest priority by the task force for identifying the park. I think it's probably the only area we can find the acreage that we need in the area large enough to be able to do it. It also gives us the opportunity to, once Water Farm 2 is established and finalized, to maybe put some linear trails around it and expand on it. So I think it's probably the most cost-effective approach that we can use. Just because of the price of land in the area, and our public works staff have been working on this. With the 1,200 acres we have here, we have ample land to be able to build Water Farm 2 while still having the park. So I think it's pretty good.
Councilman Bell, did you want to comment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Join in with Councilman Carter. And first of all, thanking the administration for their efforts and support and work. Thanks for the committee that Dave and Tim Sheldon served on that worked very diligently in identifying numerous areas. And we've had some working group meetings with folks that are getting direct input as what they'd like to see in the park. It's a good start, a good location, and hopefully there'll be others to follow in the future. Thank you.
By the way, I'm going to go on a record. According to legislation, this has a value of $1,500,000. And with that, Councilman Sheldon, do you still have a question to put in?
Yes, Councilman Smiley. I wanted to see how the $1.5 million came about for the value of this. And the reason why I'm asking, I know we're taking one from one pot to the other, but not everybody pays county taxes because of nonprofits, but everybody pays sewer fees. So I wanted some clarification on that. So when we get asked one of these days down the future why we're raising taxes or fees, excuse me, sewer fees, I wanted this to be not a problem or be brought up. And if nobody's there to answer, I can ask this question tonight from the administration.
Yeah, let's
just want something on the record.
Councilman Carter.
I think my understanding was that they were going to do this as a full recovery of the costs that were to be able to reimburse the sewer fund, the full amount that had gone into it. Looking at the price, it's about $18,000 an acre, and I'm pretty sure that's close to what was paid in that area. But we want to reconfirm that with Tracy Searles before tonight.
Okay. Is there anyone listening in that can answer this? Is there anyone from the Public Works Department or Finance?
Yep, they're emailing you now or texting you now.
Tracy's actually on if we want to bring her over.
Well, that's they can hear us. So if any one of them has an answer, it's just like being in the conference room. They will raise their hand, they'll be recognized and brought in to provide us with the answer.
Tracy was just brought in, Councilman.
Okay. Ms. Searles.
She's muted.
She's muted. Okay.
No, she's good.
Ms. Searles.
Ms. Searles?
Yes. The question on 20-062, the assessed the value associated with the $1,500,000, the question is, how was that cost, how did you come about that cost?
That was based on the per acre cost at the time of acquisition. So the $18,000 was the per acre cost times the 80 acres.
So basically it's a transfer of the actual cost to the county when they first purchased the property.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any further questions? Councilman Sheldon.
I just wanted to make sure that's the correct answer. Yeah. Because you know that farmland down there is the best farmland, and I know I'm on another task force. I'm so glad to be on this task force. We'll duly note this afterwards. But, you know, they're asking for $80,000 an acre to farmers down there and so forth. So I don't want to be brought up of somebody from who pays sewer but does not pay property tax asking why the reimbursement wasn't put back in today's time and taken back to the year that we bought it at $18,750. I have no qualms either way. I just want to know an answer so when somebody asks that question.
Okay. Any further questions from council on 20-062? Anything from the public? Going? Okay. Hearing none, next on the agenda, 20-016, ordinance, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, transfer $10,000 from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of county council to material and supplies budget of the Newcastle County Department of Works. Just because we're doing it this way, I'll explain this a little bit. This is just what it says. It takes $10,000, transfers it to public works, and the sole purpose of this money is to provide some funding to work on the county parks that are within the communities. The funds to help do that work have basically been disappearing quickly to take care of the greenways, trails, and the larger parks. And the community parks are suffering because of it. So we're transferring the $10,000 over for that. Any questions from any members of council? Anything out of the public? Okay, hearing none. We're going to go to substitute one to ordinance 20-017, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for members of certain Newcastle County boards and commissions. President Nagel.
Yeah,
Yes, this is what it says, which is to amend our pay plans and rates of pay for certain boards and commissions. And it has come up, Karen Peterson and Vicki Bandy brought it to my attention. And it's been up for, they've been asking this for, I think, 5 years going back. And it's really a fairness issue. It's not, it's only bringing all the boards and commissions up to make it equal, which is $100 per meeting. There was a number of housekeeping issues once we dealt, once Mike delved into this, and those issues have been, I believe, corrected in this. And we'll probably have to look at one more thing for a finance note, right, Mike? Mike, I'm going to ask you for your information.
Okay. Sure. Chair recognizes Council to Council Migliori.
Thank you, sir. One item I think that still needs to be addressed in the fiscal note would be the with the addition of the judgment commissioners. I don't know if there will be a fiscal impact. I think we're still waiting to hear back on that piece. I'm not sure, frankly, if they're still functioning, but there may be a slight fiscal impact due to them. It's not reflected currently in the note.
Yes.
So the fiscal note is incomplete.
As it relates to the judgment commissioners. Yeah, so perhaps between now and the meeting tonight, we could hear back from the finance department on that issue.
Council President Nagel.
Can we, are they on now that we can ask them now and before we go into tonight's meeting or get in a get an answer from them, can they work on it between now and then to complete that? We thought it was completely done.
Is there anyone from the administration that can respond to this? I'm not. Oh, wait a minute. I believe we're bringing in CFO Smith.
Yes, all right, what was the question? I mean, is this concerning the, which ordinance is
20-017, amending the pay plan for county boards and commissions.
And I believe there was no...
Shoot, I'm sorry.
That's right.
You want to repeat your position, Mr. Migliori, please?
Sure, what I was saying is the one outstanding piece pertaining to the fiscal note would be due to the addition to the substitute of the judgment commissioners. The one pending or outstanding piece is the fiscal impact, if there is one at all, by increasing the judgment commissioners. There's a slight dollar amount increase of them from $8.50, I think, to $9.25.
Mr. Smith, do you have a response to that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was dropped out of the meeting. I mean, I will look into this. I wasn't aware that this fiscal issue hadn't been taken care of. So I will look into it right after this meeting and let you know.
Any other questions or comments from members of council?
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Durham and then Councilman Bell.
Thank you. I just wanted to add that I had a couple requests from constituents of mine who serve on one or two of the boards, and they had also brought this to my attention, and so I was working on it independently, and President Hartley Nagel and I just put it together and got the ordinance drafted with Mike's help. So thank you to Mike, and I know my constituents will appreciate it.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess the question, substitute number one to 20-017, is that the ordinance that we utilize for our personnel, or what exact ordinance is that?
No, this is a completely new ordinance.
Okay. All right. And the only other thing I'd add is, I know we look at boards and commissions, and, you know, Councilwoman had just mentioned about she has folks that serve on some of these boards and commissions that have inquired. We have a fire and ambulance advisory board made up of 7 representatives that represent the 21 volunteer fire companies throughout the county. They meet monthly. They are the liaison and oversight by the county government with the Volunteer Fire Rescue and Emergency Medical Services. We have never compensated the members of that board in any way, shape, or fashion through the years. And I know it would be an addition, but at the same time, I think that they are volunteering countless hours to research, to come to those meetings, to represent three volunteer fire departments with their concerns. They actually work with the communications center and the fire service as far as standard operating procedures and changes of procedures, the methodology of how our first responders actually operate in Newcastle County. So I'm not sure that it could be done in this particular ordinance, but I, for one, would love to see us take the initiative to include them in the future.
I think someone would have to work on a separate one. I'm just, Councilwoman Durham, I'm just going to go on the record here and get mine out of the way. I didn't receive anything where there was a study done or human resources evaluated against any other classifications, any of the other committees, so I won't be supporting it. Councilwoman Durham.
Well, I appreciate Councilman Bell's concern, and it is something that we discussed and looked into, and we kind of, at least Karen, correct me if I'm wrong, my thinking was just get this aspect taken care of, where there were boards that were the few that are in this ordinance only getting $50, and then we need to come back and look more broadly at those, because the I think there are more than one or two boards that don't get anything, and so that's a little more complicated issue, I think.
Okay, well, I imagine we'll be discussing this more on the floor because you have that coming. I'm going to go to Councilman Street and then Councilman Cartier and then Council President Nagel.
Well, I was trying to get at Councilman Street. I was trying to get out of this without starting some mess, but y'all opened the door, so I'm coming through. Fact of the matter is, I have never understood why some boards get paid and some don't. I don't understand it. And it's never made any sense. And I think if we're going to fix it, we need to fix all of it.
Councilman Cartier.
I want to thank Councilwoman Durham and Council President Nagel for addressing this matter. And just as a point of reference, the Planning Board and the Board of Adjustment are regulating boards. Also, the Historical Review Board has a regulatory function, and that's, I think, been the logic of paying people and compensating. I know that this issue has been probably older than 10 years. The current chair of the Board of Adjustment has repeatedly contacted me about this because our Board of Adjustment, which is a quasi-judicial board, has a tremendous volume of business exceeding any other board of adjustment in the state of Delaware, and their compensation doesn't reflect that at all. And I think, you know, bringing them on par with Sussex in Kent is good, and we need to do that. And then, you know, I remain have an open mind about other of our boards and commissions that are not yet compensated. But also, just for people to know, the Historical Review Board, the Planning Board, and the Board of Adjustment have regulatory authority. Quorums are important in order for votes to be taken, and that has import for applicants, very serious import, their ruling. So I think that's been the logic of why they're coming.
Council President Nagel.
Yes, I just wanted to respond to Ms. Durham. Yes, we wanted to take care of this immediately because there was a couple boards that have been asking for a long time. We also wanted to look into taking a look at all the boards with Ms. Durham and see, you know, do any others warrant any pay? And then if we need to do a study or anything, we certainly can do that. But this really doesn't require a study. It's more of a fairness issue that so these couple boards have do the same things the other boards do approximately that are getting $100. It's a very minimal amount. And it's more like a token thank you. And they do put more time into it. And it's a little more complicated, some of the things that they're doing. So we felt that it would be best just to take care of this first And as we looked into it, there was other problems as we looked at the boards, these couple, that hadn't been updated in a long time. And so those things did need to be done as well. And then take a broader look, hopefully in the future, as to what we need to do collectively.
Anything further from any members of council? Anything from the public? Seeing none. We are going to other. We are ready for the FY21 budget overview from the Department of Finance. Mr. Smith?
I'm here.
And this was emailed to everyone.
I'm hoping everybody, it's Michael Smith, CFO, hoping everybody got a copy of the presentation. We'll try to work our way through this. You see, I'll start with the first page. The presentation will kind of go like this. We'll start kind of almost like a little checkbook update for 2020, and then more review of what the proposed FY2021 budget will look like. As you see by the first slide, there is not a lot of changes. You'll see that there is some things to highlight is that there are some revenue to the end of February 2020. There's some growth in areas in certain revenue areas like subdivision review, building permits, document recording fees, slight declines in share sales and registered wills fees, and expenditures remain somewhat unchanged. There's a little bit of a higher attrition, so there's a little bit of savings there. You see for FY 2020, we're looking at revenue to exceed expenditures by about 4.4 million. So I'll stop there and say that's of February 29, 2020. We haven't really had any time or seen any effect yet of the most recent pandemic and what that may happen, that may have on revenues. As you probably know, there's a number of emergency ordinances that are being voted on tonight. Some of those are going to suspend some certain fees and such, and we will probably see a little bit of revenue drop from there. However, I can let you know that, as you can imagine, trying to fill positions right now at the county is very challenging in this new environment. So we may see a little higher attrition that may offset that. It's just unknown at this time. We don't really know much about the future yet and how long this will go on and how much it may affect. So I just wanted to mention that. So as it stands right now, it looks like our revenues are set to exceed our expenditures for FY 2020 by just over $4 million. The county executive will be submitting a recommended balanced budget for FY 2021. If you look at some of the things to mention on this is that a couple of highlights, and he'll get to more detail of it. There's no proposed general tax increase, no new revenue categories. However, we do plan to continue to work with the state to increase our cost share for paramedic operations. Personnel costs that are in FY 2020 reflect the most current CBAs that have been settled. We have a CBA settled with FOP that has been voted on the membership, and it's I think about ready to be signed, the contract. 1607 has leadership has agreed to a agreement and was going to vote on it, but I guess there's challenges in this new environment on how they plan on doing that. And we still, you know, are negotiating in good faith with the rest of the unions. So obviously as this budget develops over the next, I mean, it's funny to mention because we're talking about something that's going to take effect like 3 months from now. And I don't think any of us really know what we'll be in 3 months from now. So the recommended proposed budget is going to be submitted tonight as we have prepared it. But we also know that there might be some changes as we move through the budget hearings, et cetera, and things that we may start knowing more about in the future between now and by the time you vote on this budget, what kind of changes. But we hope to be able to have all the CBA contracts settled and know what our labor costs are going to be. And then hopefully maybe by the time the budget gets passed, we may have a little better idea of some of our revenue streams and what we expect may or may not affect our revenues for FY 2021.
Okay. If I may summarize briefly, The county executive is going to bring forward a balanced budget as required by law. 2020, our revenues are exceeding our expenditures, and we can look forward in FY 2021. More than likely, we will have an uptick, and we will be handling more budget adjustments than we have in the past due to the current environment. That's really where we're at. And
it's entirely likely, yes. And you're probably familiar with the CARES Act, which is also there's going to be access to federal stimulus money to be able to deal with some of these costs or expenditures that from now to the end of the year that aren't budgeted, that we haven't budgeted for. So there's going to be the ability.
I understand that. And we just don't know whether we'll see a 2021 turnaround on those funds or not, because they're going to have their budget too. Okay. Any questions on this from any members of council? From any member of the public? Well, I'm not used to waiting. Okay. All right. We don't see anything. Next on the agenda, written decision memorializing the decision of Newcastle County Council to grant Eagle Hunt LLC's subdivision variance application appeal. All we're doing is confirming what the vote was. I documented the vote during the procedure, and in preparation for this meeting, I went and listened to the recording and documented the votes so that we can move through this. What I'm going to do is I'll do a roll call. As I call the council member's name, I will repeat what the vote was. I would just ask for documentation purposes, because that's all we're doing, that you either say correct or incorrect. We all good?
Yep.
Okay. In regards to the Eagle Hunt LLC's vote, Councilman Bell, you were absent. Do you hear me?
Yeah, heard you.
Okay, so that's correct, right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Carter voting no.
That's correct.
Councilman Cartier voting yes.
Correct.
Councilwoman Diller voting yes.
Correct.
Councilwoman Durham voting yes.
Correct.
Council President Nagel voting yes.
Correct.
Councilman Holland voting no. He is absent. I will mark him as such. Councilwoman Kilpatrick voting yes.
Correct.
Councilman Sheldon voting yes.
Correct.
Councilman Smiley voted yes. Councilman Street voting no.
Absolutely correct.
Councilman Taggett voting no.
Correct.
Councilman Woods voting no.
Correct.
Okay, that concludes that confirmation of the process. Next on the agenda, Newcastle County Council grant request. We have the Food Bank of Delaware, Councilman Taggett, $2,400. And I think everyone received an email notifying everyone if they wanted to contribute. Councilman Taggett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I'm requesting $2,400 from the food bank, and I move for $2,400. And the reason I'm giving them $2,400 instead of $2,500 is because I'd already given them $100 for a event that they hosted at the food bank. And as everybody had, you mentioned just a second ago, everybody should have received a letter also requesting, as the food bank does a wonderful service and contributes to the county. So if anybody wants to contribute, that'll definitely be appreciated by the food bank.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Councilman Taggett, $2,400 grant to the food bank. All those in favor?
Aye.
Hands up.
George, I was going to actually put some.
Okay, hold up, please. Okay. We'll go to Councilman Carter.
Yeah, I'll put $500 into it.
Okay.
This is Councilwoman Diller. I'll put $500.
Councilman Cartier, $200.
Jenna Kilpatrick, $200.
Councilman Sheldon, $200.
Councilman Bell, $200.
D. Durham, $200, or whatever you're doing the math, George. I know you have a way of figuring these things out. I can do more.
Two, three, four, five. Five, that's 1,000. Now we're at 2,000. Okay, where we are right now would be total of $2,000 with Councilman Tackett putting in 400. That would be 20. Okay, Council President.
I wanted to see if we can go over the limit, especially in this time with the pandemic.
You can't
a lot more people.
You can't do it unless the grant had requested it, and the grant didn't request the excess.
Okay. Council
wants to make the move. Normally we don't exceed, but if council wants to make a move, if someone wants to make a motion to exceed the 2,500 and council approves it, then you go. But you've got to go through that motion first.
Councilman Tackett?
So I make a motion that we suspend the rules and agree to go above $2,500 for the annual amount contributed to the food bank contingent on council contributing the extra amount of money.
Okay. Councilman Street.
Okay. I don't have it in front of me, but my recollection is that this grant was for a planting seeding program. And I'm just saying, I agree conceptually with spending the rules and giving the food bank more money. I'm just not sure if this is the grant. I think, you know, we may want to consider a lot more money for a grant that just provides food.
All right, so let's do this. Let's lock the grant in at $2,400 today. Yes. We'll contact the food bank, explain the situation, and see if they wanted to come back with another grant request at a later date.
Requesting it in excess of or waiting until the next budget year. Yeah. Okay. Let me go back to the president. She wanted to say something else.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Mr. Street and Mr. Tackett. So let's wait and go back. That makes more sense.
Hey, Councilman Carter, you had another input?
I'm going to lower mine down to 400 because I don't want to take all of pay all of these money.
Well, you want to take yours down to 400?
Yeah, I'll put you back up at 5, Dave, so you're the leader.
All right, well, let's vote on this before everybody joins.
Okay, let me go through this now. Because I know Tara Arnelli's taking records. I have Councilman Tackett at 400, Councilman Carter at 400, Councilwoman Diller at 500, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Bell, and Councilwoman Durham all at 200. 2, 4, 6, 8,000, 1,900, and that is, Councilman Tag is now at 500,
yep.
Not 4, so that is $2,400. So a motion to approve $2,400 grant to the food bank.
Second.
Taggett made the motion. Councilwoman Kilpatrick, you're a second?
Yes.
Okay.
George, it's Nellie, yeah. Council Clerk. I tally had us up to 2,500 if Tackett does 500.
No, because Councilman Carter went back to 4.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has the ability to go ahead and mute him, that's fine.
Okay.
Quick, Dave.
I'm going to run across the screen and give me your votes that way because Chrissy's trying to keep a record and so is everybody else. Councilman Sheldon.
Yes.
Smiley's not voting. Councilwoman Durham.
Yes.
Council President Nagel.
Yes.
Councilman Street.
Yes.
Councilman Carter.
Yes.
Councilman Tackett.
Yes.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes.
Councilman Bell.
Yes.
Councilman Woods.
Yes.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Okay. The grant is approved. Anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Any comments by the county executive?
George.
Yes.
I'm sorry. About Councilman the grants. Sheldon. Yeah, it's Councilor Sheldon. About the grants that was just given, is there any way that we could at least think about it? I know we're very, very good at making sure that they have a written report. Some of the little leagues, which we just gave the money, is I don't know if they're canceling the season or just extending it later on.
Is there, since you've already cashed checks and so forth, is there any way we can extend the written grant policy to like 120 days instead of the usual 30 that we have?
Motion, I'll tell you what. I make a motion to extend the deadline for the report following the grants for any that have been awarded through today.
Yes.
To July 30th. No, I'm sorry, June 30th, end of the budget year.
Correct.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Aye.
All right. So we've extended the deadline for any that are out there now to June 30th, the end of the budget year.
Thank you.
I know we want to take them into the next one. We already have enough of them sitting out there.
Yep.
All right. We good with that? Comments by the county executive?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
We just
made a monetary decision. You better have the record right here in terms of we voted unanimously, okay. I'm assuming.
Oh, okay. Councilman Sheldon?
Yes.
Councilman Smiley? Yes. Councilwoman Doro?
Yes.
Council President Nagel?
Yes.
Councilman Street?
Yes.
Councilman Carter?
Yes.
Councilman Taggett?
Yes.
Councilman Cartier?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Woods?
Yes.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Yes.
I'm not used to this kind of control. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Councilman Street.
Hey, right, hey George. Don't forget this is Lisa. I'm voting yes.
Councilwoman, I'm sorry. I was looking for the picture. My mistake.
That's okay. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm assuming there will be no comments from the county executive's office since we will hear his budget. There are? Okay.
Yes.
At your own risk, please step up.
Thank you. This is Sue Moore, Executive Office. Yes, sir. It's always at my own risk. I just want to simply send a follow-up on the updates that I sent out. Thanks to Department of General Managers for gathering the information that I was able to send to you about the COVID-19 response that each department is making. Keeping you updated on some of the processes that are happening. So I just want you to know if you have any questions on that, obviously just please reach out and we can work through them. And as they evolve, as you know, they will, we'll continue to keep you informed. Also to let you know just quickly that the boards and commissions will be continuing their meetings by way of Zoom. You should have received something. I believe it was the Board of Adjustment setting up a meeting. Okay, great. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Are there any questions from members of council? Okay. Under other. Darn, I feel bad that Councilwoman Diller can't see me. I'd like to go over something with the budget hearings, if I can get everybody's attention. As we're all well aware, once we get the budget books, which they will start coming out tomorrow morning, some of them are already in the mail to you and you review your budgets. Any questions anyone has, they certainly have the right to direct it to the department to try to get their answer in advance. They can email it to them, copy all the rest of council, keep it just to themselves, share it when they get it, whichever way they'd like to work it. So understanding that we can do that, and we had a discussion, matter of fact, several budget hearings we discussed this. Councilman Cartier and I have been discussing it, and I actually was able to finalize discussions with the row offices today, as well as the finance department who had to get with the CAO. Recognizing what we're going through and the fact that the row offices have indicated there's very little of any change to theirs and they've had no disputes with the executive branch. So I'm going to make a motion, and if I can get a second, then we'll open it for discussion. And whatever way it goes, it goes. I'm making a motion to dispense with the budget hearings for the row offices. In doing so, we would move the public safety meeting to the April 20th budget hearing agenda, and we would move community services to the April 27th budget hearing agenda, and this gives us plenty of time to advertise that, and we would dispense with the Monday, May 4th, 2020 budget hearing.
Second.
Okay, Is there any questions on it?
Yes.
Councilman Street.
Same thing I say every year. Why don't y'all just pass the budget tonight?
And that's the only comment I already had pre-written. Council President Nagel.
Why would we not have the budget hearings for the row offices?
Number one, we're trying to expedite the meetings, but two, their budgets are always minimal. There's very little change. And because their budgets are so finite, this is why I'm proposing it. You review the budget. If you have a question, you can ask them of it in advance. If you do not get the answer that you want, we have plenty of finance meetings where we can have them come before us during a finance meeting to answer any questions that we have.
Okay, but doesn't that bypass the public too?
No, because the budgets are online. And they can contact them as well, and they can contact that one, they can contact the council member to get their answer for them. And if they don't get the answer, we bring them into the finance meeting. And if this doesn't work out, then we know it doesn't work out for next year. But I feel more comfortable streamlining with the row offices than I do any other department at this time. Councilman Carter, I apologize, sir.
I'm very comfortable with it. They're pretty simple budgets. I would encourage the public to read them in detail. I'd encourage the public to read all of them in detail. So there's no doubt in my mind, having read all of them in the past, that there won't be any problem with the public. I actually think the public doesn't even get as much of an understanding of the complexity and you know the nuances of a budget unless you read it. So particularly for these ones that are simple, I think it makes a lot of sense. We all read them. The only thing I may want us to do is to maybe note something like that on our webpage to make it public.
Oh,
and that kind of stuff.
The adjusted agendas will be taken care of. There'll be an explanation. And again, I will go back and say, before I even, Councilman Cardian and I spoke first, the next move was to each individual row officer. As a matter of fact, I sent an email to them all. The only office I had not heard from was the clerk of the peace. And I went to that office today and I was put on a conference call with Mr. Bolden. We had that discussion and they're all more than happy with everything that they're dealing with and trying to keep operating now, not to have to go through this year. Council President.
Yeah, I just, I didn't have time to ask them and I'm glad that you did because I wanted to make sure that they're comfortable with that too and sort of getting surprised with this right now and having to vote in just a moment. So you're saying you did, I just want to clarify, you did speak with them and they're okay with it?
Yes.
All of them.
Third time. I opened with that. I spoke with them. And when I had the outreach with them, I spoke with the executive branch and the finance department because I wanted to make sure that I was getting the same answer from both entities as to the status of their budgets and if there were any issues with them. And all of the row offices were comfortable with it, as was the finance department, as was Councilman Cartier and I. Thus, which is why we're doing it today, because we haven't had an opportunity to bring it any other time, and I was not even going to broach this subject if one row office had an issue with it, and none of them did. And this gives us plenty of time to be able to make the adjustments, both on the website and everywhere else we have to let people know, and to let the row offices know, which I told them I would email them tonight or tomorrow, one way or the other. Any other questions? Okay, then.
Wait, Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
My apologies.
That's okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm in full support. And I'd just like to add comment that I understand that we have a president of council, but you and John serve and have served as our finance committee chairs. You've done an excellent job in the back. In the back years, the past years, you continue to do an excellent job. And I entrust the fact that you normally don't leave any stones unturned. You've reached out to them. They've agreed. and everything. So I'm in full support of what you're recommending. And I think we have to entrust all of us on council in our, when they're going about their due diligence and doing their job. And I do with you, George, and I thank you for what you've done.
Okay. So the motion is to not have the role offices appear before council for their budget hearing, to move public safety to the April 20th budget hearings, and to remove community services to the April 27th budget hearings. There's a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, we're going to run through the roll. Councilman Sheldon?
Yes.
Smiley is yes. Councilwoman Durham?
Yes.
I'm going to do this ahead of time. Councilwoman Diller?
Yes.
Okay, Council President Nagel?
Yes.
Councilman Street?
Yes.
Councilman Carter?
Yes.
Councilman Taggett?
Yes.
Councilman Cartier?
Yes.
Councilman Woods?
Yes.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
And let the records, all the records show, Ms. Roberts, if you would, that for all votes taken this evening, Councilman Hollins has been absent. Okay. Anything else under other?
Yes, Anything? Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Street?
Do we zoom back in for the next two meetings or do we stay on here?
Not my call.
I believe we're staying on here.
It's the same number. So you can do whatever you want, I think.
Yeah, you can log in or log back in.
Tara sent us an email with a link. Oh. So all you have to do is
it's the same link for the next two. I'm just pausing this.
No.
Councilman Cartier.
Yeah, the way it's been set up, Councilmen, all the council members, is that we decided to keep it simple, to have one meeting run. The recording will be paused at the end of each meeting and started again at the beginning of next meeting. And there'll be a slide that goes up and says when a meeting was started. You're welcome to stay logged in, or you can log back in later. If you do stay logged in, I highly recommend that you mute your speaker and your video. Okay?
Not a chance.
That's what I was afraid of, George. But you can stay on if you want, or you'll be able to log back in if you want, and it'll bring you back into the panel at the appropriate time. But we're just to simplify it for the public and others, we decided to run it through one rolling URL address.
Okay, all good, Councilman?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, can I get a motion? Please state your name.
Anna Kilpatrick, so moved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick with a motion to adjourn. Councilman Cartier with a second. Councilman Sheldon?
Yes.
Councilman Smiley is yes. Councilwoman Durham?
Yes.
I keep wanting to call on you, Miguel Yari. I got to move your picture. Councilwoman Diller?
Yes.
Council President Nagel?
Yes.
Councilman Street?
No.
You and I will be here, buddy. Councilman Carter?
Yes.
Councilman Taggett?
Yes.
Where's your boat, Dave? You got rid of the dog. We're looking for your boat now, Bob.
That's it, right. Nope.
Councilman Cartier?
Yes.
Councilman Woods?
Yes.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
You're muted, Bill.
Yo, Bill?
Yes. Yo, yo,
okay.
Yo. Yes.
We are adjourned. See you all back here at 5:30. For those of you, all right.